News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, if you're travelling by train this winter, you will be advised to wear some extra layers. Irish Rail will be advising commuters to wrap up well for their journeys, as they'll be asked to keep the windows open to help prevent the spread of coronavirus. Yeah, you heard me right. Barry Kenny, Corporate Communications Manager with Éireann Rod Éireann, joins us now. Good morning, Barry. Thank you very much for taking the call. Irish trains leave windows open to beat the pandemic. Doesn't make for a great headline, does it?
Well, I mean, we have to do everything that we need to do to address COVID-19. And this isn't Éireann Rod Éireann alone. We've been working with the National Transport Authority and all public transport operators around public health measures. Now, on our fleet, actually, a significant majority of the fleet don't have openable windows. We have air conditioning systems, so it doesn't apply to three quarters of our carriages. But for those that do, which is basically about as with a majority of the Dart carriages, some of the newer Dart carriages have the aircon, but the majority of the older Dart fleet have openable windows. And for commuter carriages that primarily operate in the Cork and Limerick areas, we are putting notices, as I say, other public transport operators are as well, just to advise people that to aid ventilation. And as we know, there are different measures in relation to indoor and outdoor activities because of ventilation, but to aid ventilation, that windows should be left open.
Okay, so you're following the example of other modes of transport. What about the Lewises, by the way? They're all
well,
surely
Lewis isn't ourselves.
No, I understand that.
They have the same notices up. Yes.
Okay.
To leave windows open. Yeah.
But they're all relatively new. Surely they would have come with AC, yeah?
I'll stick to
all right. Okay.
Carriages. I'm sure Lewis.
Right. So 25% of all of your rolling stock will be affected by this. Now. Right,
it's not effective. I mean, obviously, look, the key measures remain the same on public transport. Wear face coverings, only sit on the unmarked seats and maintain distance. But it's you were just talking about sporters prior to this. Sport talked about those kind of little 1% measures, whatever, and that better ventilation is that further measure. So the core activities remain the same, but this is an additional guidance to customers.
Yeah, but Barry, trains and darts travel at, what, 50, 60, 70 miles an hour with wind and rain coming into the carriages are going to be Baltic.
As I say, this is something that we're advising for customers. Obviously, there will be days when weather conspires against this, but we are into a season when people will be wrapping up, I suppose, more usually when they commute. And we'd stress again that people should only be travelling at the moment on level 3 and on any further levels above that if their journey is essential, if it's essential workers or essential purposes.
Okay.
And people who are working for essential purposes and are essential workers, I think, are acutely aware and are behaving responsibly. And we'll, I think, welcome the fact that this is an additional guidance that will help.
How are you going to monitor? So how are you going to monitor this?
This isn't a regulation, Marcus. This is something that's an additional piece of information for customers to say that where if you're travelling on that portion of our fleet that has openable windows, that it is something that you can do to aid the ventilation in that train area. I mean, there's been studies internationally. There's no evidence that public transport is an area where people are seeing transmission, primarily because of the type of controls, like as we do, where only 50% of capacity is being utilised.
Oh, okay. Just very very quickly, what have the levels of compliance with the regulations or guidelines been on Irish Rail generally? Has it been good?
On masks, we're talking about well over the 90%. I think at peak times in particular, it's a virtually total, probably a little bit lower off peak. But people do need as well to realise that there are a small number of people in community who are exempt from face coverings, but we're very happy overall with the compliance and we are getting support as well as from our own team and indeed from Gardaí as well if we encounter any issues.
Okay, Barry Kenny, thank you very much for that. But people be advised, if you use the trains regularly for your commute and you're on one of the older ones in particular, you will see a sign saying, listen, the windows might be open and it could be lashing outside. Although, common sense will rule in all these things.